This is the shortest parak in all of Tanakh. Tehillim Kifyud Zayin, 117. Just two psukim. Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim. Shabchu kol ha'umim. Ki gava alinu chastoi ve'emes Hashem la'ilam alinuka. Praise Hashem all nations. Praise Him all the states. For His kindness has overwhelmed us and the truth of Hashem is eternal. Hallelujah. Why is it so short? The Radak says something amazing. The brevity of this parak symbolizes the simplicity of the world after Mashiach will come. Nowadays, humanity is divided. There are countless groups divided along so many different lines, whether it's religion, politics, race, economics, nationality. In the future, there'll be two groups. You'll have the Bnei Yisrael, who keep all 613 mitzvahs with all of their attendant details. And the rest of mankind, who keep the Torah's seven laws. The first pasuk, Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim, Shabchu kol ha'omim. It's talking about the non-Jews who are going to recognize Hashem. The second pasuk is talking about the Jews who always recognized Him. So Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim. The Ibn Ezra says it's talking about David HaMelech, who once ruled over all the peoples of the world. Shabchu kol ha'omim. The Medrash says, Goyim are the nations who oppress the Jews, umim are those that don't. In the future, the benevolent and friendly nations will ensure that the formerly hostile nations will recognize the truth and praise Hashem. They'll say, if the hostile and cruel nations can repent and sing Hashem's praises, then certainly we can. I think it's Abbas Halevi who says, Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim. Why is it that the nations of the world praise Hashem? We have no idea what Hashem's doing to protect us. How many bombings, how many attacks, how many plots have been foiled without our knowledge? How would we ever know? Nebuch, we only know of attacks when they happen, whether they're foiled, when they're foiled at the last minute. What about the planning stages? We have no idea what our enemies are doing, what they're plotting against us, and how many of those plans don't come to fruition. We don't know, but they do. They know how hard they're trying. And they know that someone out there is foiling their plans. So it's Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim, only the nations of the world, the anti-Semites know how protected we really are. The Radak says, the nations constantly mock HaKadosh Baruch Hu and deny His ability to take us home from the Galus. It's too big a job. God doesn't care about the Jews anyway. However, when they witness our miraculous redemption, when they see the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to overwhelm us with kindness, they're going to have to admit Hashem's supremacy. Once a Russian prince asked Rav Itzel of Volozhin to explain why non-Jews instead of Jews are expected to praise Hashem for the kindness. This is what Rav Itzel of Volozhin answered. You know what you're doing to us. We don't even know. Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim, shabchu kol ha'omim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise to redeem us from exile is a truth that endures forever. Emes Hashem la'ilam al-luka. Throughout the Galus, and therefore we praise Hashem.